Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny Saturday Street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
this is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On sunny,
on the sunny side of the street. Well, here we are. Here we are on a Monday. Not just any Monday, Monday the 28th of July. You know what happened on this date in 1990?
Nope. No.
I don't either. I don't have any idea. So maybe something might have happened. Good afternoon. And welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Normally, I have to say, do we have anything for the Burke segment? I don't have to say that today. Because I know that Dan Strauss is going to have the Burke segment of all Burke segments. Maybe I should explain to the newcomers what the Burke segment is. The Burke segment is nothing more than opening up to the other two in the room with me for discussion or just their point of view or storytelling, anything that they want to talk about. And it doesn't have to have anything to do with anything in the news. It's just something that happened that you think is worthy of sharing. And I believe Dan Strauss has such a story. So, Peon, if you don't mind, without even asking who has something, I'm going to go right to Dan. Let me set this up by saying I know that hundreds of thousands of you were distraught, upset, concerned, worried that maybe Dan had left the show. I can't count the emails that I got. I can't count the email that I got. I hope Dan hasn't left the show. No, Thursday and Friday, Dan was not with us because Dan was on a road trip, which turns out to be a Clark Griswold trip to Santa Claus, Indiana, with his female companion and her four grandchildren. Now, I know what you're thinking. Grandchildren? Well, I didn't think Dan was old enough to be a grandparent. He's not.
No.
They're not
no.
his grandkids.
No.
He's way too young to be a grandparent.
Oh, heck yeah.
But he likes dating grandmothers.
Yep.
That's a, you know, it's a thing.
Always
it's
has.
Kind of a fetish.
Oh, yeah.
And so he found a grandma to date. And I will say, for as grandmas go, she's a young-looking grandma.
Gilf.
Yeah. And so he went with her and her four little kids, two of them are five, is that right?
Yes.
And the other two are?
9 and 8.
And Wednesday evening, right after the show, they took off for Santa Claus, Indiana.
Which is about 3 hours from here.
3 hour drive. He told us where he was going. I didn't know anything about Santa Claus, Indiana. It's kind of like a miniature Six Flags, and everything is just wow, good weather, a little warm, but just everything is set up to be the perfect weekend.
Holiday World.
Holiday World is the name.
Oh, man.
And he leaves here after the show Wednesday, and I will let Dan Strauss take it from there.
Actually,
what?
Oh, actually, I was looking for a radio station to go to and try and do the show on Monday there.
Because you thought you might be stuck there.
Yes.
Now, see, you're getting ahead.
Okay.
See, now people are wondering, well, why would you be looking for a radio station? See, you're ahead of yourself.
Okay.
Let's go to Wednesday. Our show ends. Now you've got a friend in me. Blah, blah. This is ABC News. And we're out of the building, and you're gone, and now you're heading for Indiana. Take it from there.
Go pack the car up. We head to Indiana. We're driving down the highway. And we are going, having a great time.
What time is this now?
This is like, by the time we get
to Phoenix, you'll be living.
Okay. By the time we get in the car and get on the road, it's right around 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So we figure we're going to get there. If we stop and get something to eat, because we were going to, we'd probably get there 10:30, 11, somewhere around there.
Kids are excited, I guess.
We're staying at a Comfort Inn in a place called Rockport, Indiana.
Now, why, for Wednesday night, you stay there? That's where you're planning to stay Wednesday night, right?
Yeah, well, the whole time, the entire time we were going
to
be there.
What you're about to do, and I'm going to stop you because I've decided I don't want the make of the car to be brought into this, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It wasn't your car. It was hers, and it's an import. And I say that because I don't have a thing in the world against imports. I've said this before. Everybody makes a great car. There are no bad cars now. There just aren't. So I don't want this in any way to be a reflection on this particular make. It's just that in this case, this particular car had a problem.
Go ahead. So we're driving down the road, and we took her car because it's an SUV with a third row back seat.
Ah, four kids.
Yes,
good idea.
Four kids. We got the third row back seat. It's a nice big vehicle. So we're cruising along. We're having a great time. We end up stopping somewhere in Illinois to get something to eat. And we do that. So we end up killing about an hour with eating and everything.
And that sounds about right.
Yeah.
With four kids, you're not going to eat in 20 minutes.
No. So we get back on the road, and we're cruising down the highway. And we're just having a great time. All of a sudden, this little warning light pops up on the dashboard. And I can't remember what it said, but
couldn't see it anyway.
I couldn't see it, but I looked in the manual and it said something about tire pressure. And so we thought, well, you know what, we'll stop again and I'll look at the tires and see. The tires were fine. So
did you kick them?
Oh yeah, I kicked them too.
That's how you tell.
You definitely have to kick tires. So we're out back on the road, and we're cruising along, and all of a sudden another warning light pops up, and then it just goes off. And so we're fine. There's no warning lights on the dash at this point.
You know what would have been funny? If a light came on that actually said, you should have taken the Equinox.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be enough? Now you got something.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So we're driving down. About 20 miles later, all of a sudden another light pops up.
Uh-oh. And then a battery light pops up. Oh, four lights.
And then there are different lights just coming on and going off. And the car is still running fine. We get to the... We get to the Santa Claus, Indiana exit. It's like two turns. You go 64 all the way out,
right.
And then you get on Highway 231. And you take that south. So you go to the Santa Claus exit, and then the next exit down was going to be Rockport, where we were staying. So we see Santa Claus exit, and then we're in between. And this highway is so dark, no lights, nothing.
Now, what time is this by now?
This is probably about 10:30.
Okay, yeah.
So we figure we're pretty good on time. We have a GPS going, and it says you are 6 minutes from the hotel.
Ooh, great.
All of a sudden, Tammy says, I've completely lost power. The lights are flashing like crazy. All these warning lights are going off. The car has lost power, so we have to pull over onto the shoulder of the road.
But actually, the engine now won't even run.
The engine just completely stopped. Mm. Could not get the car into gear, into park. Couldn't get it into park at all. So we put the emergency brake on. The flashers are very, very dim. And I even said, I know a little bit about cars, but I said, it sounds like the
alternator. Well, you sold cars. Let's not forget that.
No, I did. I said, this sounds like an alternator problem. And she ended up calling the police and letting them know that we were
there. By the way, that's who you call when you have an alternator
problem. I know
you
it.
You call the police.
I know it. So we ended up calling the police because we said we have four small children in the car and... people really can't see us. It's very, very dark here, and it's a grayish, a dark gray car.
Mm.
So, and the flashers were very, very dim. So a cop pulls up behind us, and I told him, I said, we have AAA, we're calling AAA, and we're waiting for them to call us back to let us know when a truck's going to be by and all this other. And he said, well, I'll sit here for a few minutes and
rob you.
Yeah. And wait. And then he goes, I just got a call. I have to go. He got a call and talked. And he goes, there's a bunch of intoxicated people at a campground by Holiday World fighting. So he takes
off.
You're
thinking, hey, that could have been us.
Yeah.
Yes.
We just got there earlier.
Yeah, so he takes off.
Now, do you think it's possible that after talking with you for a few minutes, he made up that he had another call? I'm not saying that nobody would want to be around you very long, but let's just say he's thinking, this guy's kind of goofy. I'm going to make up another
emergency. I don't have to deal with this.
Did you hear the, we have drunk people. Did you actually hear that, or you just took his word for it?
No, I did not hear that.
Okay,
but I just heard. I heard him getting on. That's
easy to fake.
But you know what? I don't think he was pushing the button either. So.
Okay, he's faking it.
Hmm. He probably
so he
was.
He wanted out of this, so he's out. He's gone. He bailed on you.
But he did say.
Was he local or state?
He was local.
Okay.
It was a county that 400 square miles they cover. But he ended up leaving. And he said, but before he left, he said, the closest AAA office is Evansville, Indiana, which was about 30 minutes from where we were.
Okay.
So he said it could take a while for them to get here. Usually if AAA comes out here, it takes quite a while. So we end up hearing from the AAA tow truck driver. His name's John. And he talks a little like Larry the Cable Guy, too.
I like that.
Yeah. So he calls and he says, keep my number and I'll call you and let you know the closer I get. I'm about 45 minutes away. So
45?
Oh, yeah. So he ends up showing up and we told him what's going on with the kids. And he said, well, I can take so many people in the cab of my truck and then I'll come back and get the rest and then we'll take you to the hotel and then I'll pick the car up. And
I saw this exact scenario on a horror movie where the guy killed the whole family. He took half of them and they killed them and came back and got the other half.
Exactly.
Oh, well, Dan's here, so we know that it didn't happen.
Yeah. 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 So the cop comes back after this John, the tow truck driver, shows up. The cop comes back to
check on us. Stay with him, folks, because this gets better.
The cop comes back to check on us, and he said, I just wanted to stop by, and I said, great, here's the deal. The tow truck driver is going to take so many. He says, I'll take the other kids in the car.
Ooh, police car.
With an adult, yes.
What a thrill.
So he takes the two boys and me.
So you let Tammy go with the truck driver?
The tow truck driver, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Well,
what kind of guy? Let you go with the tow truck driver.
I want to ride in the police car.
You go with a guy that talks like Larry the Cable Guy, and I'm going with the cop because it's safe.
I gave her the option.
Wow.
And
you don't give her the. You go, honey.
You go with.
I want you with the officer. I will risk my life with this toothless Larry the Cable Guy.
Well, he wasn't toothless. He was a nice guy. He just talked like this.
Well, you go, I don't know. This guy could be like a deliverance kind of guy. So I will risk my life, but I want you to be safe. That's what I'd have done.
Well,
okay.
How about you,
Fionn? Yeah, same here.
But not Dan. He lets her have to make a choice.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So we all leave. They load the truck, load the vehicle up on the truck, and we all leave and head back to the hotel.
So she and two kids are with the truck driver.
Yes.
And you and two kids are in the police car.
In the police car. Okay. And we have a little boy that looks like Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Okay.
His name's Cohen.
Painting a nice picture here.
Yes. So Cohen tells, and Cohen's 5 years old, and Cohen tells the officer, thank you for shooting all the bad guys and keeping us safe. And has a bad guy ever shot you? And he just continues
asking questions.
Is this where the bad guys sit back here? And is this, and then he said, where's the lights and siren? So the cop ended up turning on the lights and siren for him because there was no one on the road. So he ended up turning the lights and siren on him for a few minutes. And
did he say, you know, my grandma's friend Dan here makes counterfeit ball tickets? He gets in things free because he's a crook?
No.
Criminal, he'd say?
No, he didn't say that.
Okay, that's good.
So we get to the hotel. John, the tow truck driver, wants me to go with him to take the car and drop it off. And then he's going to bring me back to the hotel just so I know where the car is and we're taking.
Let me just stop and say that right now I'm ready to go home already. Back to St. Louis. I would be.
That's it. Well, you don't have a car that's working.
That's true.
Yeah.
But so far, none of this is a good sign.
So we take it to a place not too far down the road in this little town. And let me back up. When the car first died, I called the hotel. It's a Comfort Inn in Rockport. And I said, do you guys happen to have a courtesy van or anything like that? She says, no, we don't have a courtesy van. I said, how about a number for a taxi service? Nope, we don't have any taxi service. I said, any kind of service, rental cars, anything. Nope, we're a very small town. Yeah, and
when you're in small town America,
they had nothing.
Yeah.
So
what about that one company? They say, we'll come pick you up, don't they? Isn't that that rental car company?
They'll pick you up if we have a place in your town.
Yeah. So So I'm with John, the tow truck driver, and we're going to Jody's Auto Repair. And this is where AAA says to take the car.
So now where is Tammy and the other, all the kids? She's now with all the kids.
All the kids in at the hotel.
At the hotel, and you're going with the guy to Jody's
Auto Repair.
Okay, we're with you.
So we go to Jody's Auto Repair, and this looks like the scenario on, I'd say, of the vacation movie when Chevy Chase wrecked the car and they said, what, how much money do you got?
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
well, how much is it? Well, how much do you have?
How much do you have?
I'm thinking we're screwed, but AAA recommended this. So we're looking for a drop box to drop the keys, which thank God there wasn't one because the keys would have been there because they said Jody gets in about 8 to 8:30. The next morning, we were calling and calling to tell him that we put the keys alongside the battery under the hood with a note with our phone numbers, and we never got a hold of him up until 9 o'clock. We never talked to the guy. So
you put a note, by the way, I saw Vacation with Chevy Chase. Don't try to hose me.
Yes, exactly. So we call a roadside assistance. Tammy figures out she has roadside assistance with this car.
Okay.
So this guy goes and picks the car up and takes it to a dealership like 30 minutes away in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Whew, this is getting really complicated.
A dealer of the model car that you have.
Let's just say it's a Saab.
Okay.
It's not.
No.
But we'll use that because that's a good word, Saab.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he went to a Saab dealer.
They found a Saab dealership.
Takes it to a dealership over in Owensboro, Kentucky. And the guy drops it off, and we asked about getting a loaner car while the car's, and they said, yeah, you can get, we'll give you a loaner car. So Tammy went with the truck, with the tow truck driver and got the loaner car while I stayed with the kids.
So she went back again with the tow truck driver.
This is a different one.
So you've now put her with two random truck drivers.
Brandon. This is Brandon. She was with John
That's
first.
That's not the point.
And Brandon second.
Okay.
So she gets the loaner car, comes back, and we're ready to go. We're going to go to Holiday World because all of this is done around 10, 11 o'clock. So we thought, well, we'll get to Holiday World and have the full day. The dealership calls and says, we got your car ready. You can bring the loaner car back. And we said, we were just getting ready to leave for Holiday World.
Well, you know, we're off the air at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're better off. She says, you're better off to go ahead and bring the car back because otherwise we're going to charge you $30 a day for the loaner car. So we said, okay. So we go back, pick up the vehicle, and we're in the car. And the lady says at the dealership, it was just the battery. We just replaced the battery. And I said, are you sure? Did you test the alternator?
Now, they don't know you used to sell cars.
Right. They don't know you have extensive knowledge.
Yeah. Did you test the alternator?
And a couple of people at the hotel that worked there, we told them where we took the car. And they said, their service department is not very reputable and not very good. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. More than one person, Dan said, when he mentioned the name of the dealership.
They're like, oh.
And so I said, you tested the the alternator tested fine. I'm like, okay. So we get in the car. So
it's hard to argue with them when they,
So we get in the car. The car runs fine. We take off and go to Holiday World. And this is Thursday. So Thursday, we spend the entire day, close the park, and we go back to the hotel, have a great time, get up the next morning.
Now, when you say have a great time, did all of you stay in the same hotel room? We have four little children, and you and Tammy.
Yes, we had a suite.
Ooh.
Whoa.
It's not a huge room, but it's bigger, it's bigger than a regular room.
But you guys couldn't do it because the kids were there, right?
Well,
okay. Well, maybe.
He
hesitated. They did.
Well, they're not married either.
So. Oh, you know what? I forgot about that.
Yeah,
you're not married, so that's impossible.
No, no. So there was nothing like that going on.
I forgot.
Yeah. So after that, We go to Holiday World Friday morning, spend the entire day there, and we get ready to leave. We close the park down. We're leaving. It's about...
So this sounds like two great days. The bad is behind you.
Yes. Yes. Everything's fine. The car's running fine. We're driving down 231.
Headed for St.
Headed
Louis.
For... No, headed for the Comfort Inn, back to the hotel. Because then we were going to leave Saturday. Okay. We were going to end up leaving and coming back to St. Louis on Saturday.
Gotcha.
So we're driving back to the hotel. All of a sudden, all of the lights start going off on the dashboard.
Same deal.
Same thing. Same thing. And it just, the car just died in an unbelievably dark spot on the highway.
Wow, this car seeks out
a
darkness.
A darker spot.
Yeah, it was a darker, it was the darkest spot ever.
Wow, so, that's like it's programmed to only crap out in darkness.
Yes. Yeah. So at this point in time, we have no... absolutely no emergency flashers, no lights, nothing will come on. This thing just crapped out, and that was it.
Let me just say this on behalf of Tammy and four little children. Thank goodness they had the comfort of knowing that they had big, strong Dan Strauss with them.
That's
protect
right.
Them, and nobody can bother them.
No. That's right.
Oh, that's good to know.
So we are there. Tammy's phone is almost dead. She had just hooked it up to the charger in the car, and it wasn't really charging the phone.
Because, obviously, the electrical system
screwed
up again.
Yeah, my phone is just about dead also. So I call 911, and I told them, here's the deal. We are sitting on the side of the road, no lights, a dark car, and we have four small children in the car. We need to call AAA. The 911 dispatcher called AAA for us. Sent an officer out, and it was the same officer from the other night.
See, this is when you know you're in a small town. Barney Fife comes back.
The same guy from the other night pulls up, and he goes, I walk back to the car, and he goes, I said, hi again. He goes, oh, he goes, I thought, and he gets on, he goes, it's the same car, same people, and he's telling us all this stuff. So,
did he think like he had another emergency?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he didn't. This time he stayed, and he said, I'm going to take all the kids and one adult back to the hotel while someone waits for AAA, because they had called and said AAA was on their way.
You jumped in the police car. You said you can only take one adult. I'll go.
I'll take all the kids, Tammy. You stay here.
Tammy, you stay here and wait for another truck driver.
Yeah.
Wow. What a guy.
And he says, at this point on the highway, there's nothing but national forest on this side, nothing but national forest on the other side. There is nothing around here.
Well, that's a nice thing to say.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Real nice cop.
So I'm feeling good. Feeling pretty good
about
myself.
Now, you're by yourself. The kids, she and the kids have gone with the cop.
They went with the cop. And
you're
by
yourself in the dark.
Yeah, I'm by myself in the dark, just sitting there waiting.
Thank goodness you had a gun. Oh, wait, no, you don't have a gun.
No, I don't.
Sorry, I forgot.
No, I did not have a gun. Okay. So about 30 minutes go by, and a tow truck pulls up behind me, and this guy gets out of the car.
And he goes over to you, and he goes, hey, my buddy, the other driver, says your woman's real good in bed.
Yeah, and you squeal like a pig.
Yeah.
Oh, he goes, Dan.
You see Deliverance? Well, I guess you know what to do.
Start playing banjo, boy.
Yeah.
Dan, Tammy just called me, and it's John, the tow truck driver from the other night.
Yeah, this is small town. Same driver, same cop.
So he said, because he gave us his phone number and said, call him. He has a shop over in Owensboro, and he could ultimately fix it if we needed him to. So he has a car on the back of his truck already. He was just at Holiday World picking a car up, but he wanted to stop by and see if there was anything that he could do, or maybe jump the car to maybe get it going and follow me back to the hotel. He couldn't do anything. In the meantime, another tow truck driver, Jeff, shows up.
Let me stop and say, we've just broken all previous records for the longest Burke segment
ever
contribution in the history of this show. But it's worth it. Continue.
So Jeff shows up. He loads the car up and takes it to the dealership that supposedly fixed it. over in Owensboro, Kentucky.
And this is a legitimate dealer that sells these particular cars.
Yes.
It wasn't really a Saab, because there's Saab's still around, I guess. Let's say it was a Renault.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So you go to the Renault dealer.
So he takes the car to the dealership, and then we go back to the hotel, carless, and we talk to the hotel people and tell them we may have to stay another night. We're completely booked up. But then these people ended up being tremendous, the Comfort Inn people. They were all knew about the car trouble. Every time we walked by the front desk, how's the car? What's going on with the car? So we had to wait till the next morning. I called several friends of mine that are in the car business and mechanics, and every one of them said alternator. They couldn't.
So you were right in the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said they couldn't have tested the alternator. And even this John said that place has a bad reputation for doing shoddy work. And
it's no Landoff.
No, okay. It's not Landoff at all. So
did the guy at some point say to you, who do you think we are? John Landoff?
Yeah, he did. So we call and get the service department, and it's this girl, and she says, our service department is open till 2:00, but we only have an oil change guy today. That's all we have. We don't have any techs. So you'll have to wait till Monday to get the car fixed. We're like, here's the deal. We're here from St. Louis. We want to leave tomorrow. And what can we do? So then the general manager calls us from the place and says, we have another dealership down the road, right down the road from us. It's the same name.
But it's a Toyota dealer.
Yes, it's a Toyota dealer.
As opposed to the Renault.
Yeah. So we'll get the car over there. We have a tech over there till 4:00. He can probably put the alternator in. We'll have it tested to make sure it's the alternator. So we end up calling him back, and he says, yeah, it's the alternator. We tested it.
Oh, I'm like, this is where you blow your staff.
Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me? Then you didn't test it before. No one tests. Well, I couldn't tell you that. I don't know anything about cars that much. And so he's going on just him and hawing around. So he says, this girl, Tammy, will call you from the Toyota dealership and get this set up anytime.
I'd have a huge headache by now.
Yes.
We waited and waited and waited. And we finally end up calling this Tammy. And she goes, yeah, we're waiting for your car to get over here. And I said, I thought you guys...
It's not drivable.
It's not drivable. I thought you guys were taking it over there. It's right down the street at your other dealership. She goes, oh, well, we can't take it. We'll have to charge you for towing. And
this is where you get the AK-47.
I'm like, charge us for towing? I said, the other dealership didn't even do us right. So just get the car over there, and we'll deal with this later.
Now, is Tammy, your Tammy, saying anything to anybody? She's just sitting back letting her man handle this. She's leaving this up to you.
Well, she left some of that up to me. She did get on the phone because she had to talk to some people because it's her car. So she can be pretty forceful and stuff.
Okay.
So they're waiting for our car. She goes, well, whatever you do, you have to get the car over here before noon as soon as possible. I'm like, we are in Rockport with no car right now, and the car is literally right down the street from you. Well, we want to get you out of here because our tech leaves at 4:00 and that's it. If he doesn't have it finished by 4:00, then you'll have to wait till Monday.
Oh, yeah, because he's got to be out the door at 4:00.
I'm like, oh. So we end up calling John, the tow truck driver, the original tow truck driver.
It all comes back to John.
Yeah. It all comes back to
John. This is the guy who slept with your Tammy in the truck.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So we call him and he says, let me see if I can get the part for the car and I'll call you back. He calls us back. I got the part. I will go pick the car up and take the car to my shop and fix it for you. So
now this is a AAA guy going out above and beyond.
Yeah. So he went over, got the car, and he said when they dropped the car off, he said it was still in neutral. It hadn't been touched. He said no one looked at it, not one person. When the guy told me, oh yeah, they said it's the alternator.
Yeah, so he's just making that up.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it was. So John takes it over. He has the car fixed by probably 4:30 Saturday afternoon. In the meantime, we talked to the Comfort Inn people, and we had to check out by noon. So we told them they knew exactly what was going on. I said, can we at least use the pool? And so they set us up in the conference room and let us order pizza and stuff and eat in the conference room and let us use the pool the entire day. And then she ended up having a room for us later. She said, if you guys need a room, we will get you a room. So they ended up getting us a room, but we didn't use it for Saturday night. So the Comfort Inn people were tremendous.
That's good.
So John ends up getting the car fixed. We pay him, which was like $100, $120 less than what they were going to charge us at the dealership. And we're on our way. So we end up leaving Indiana about 6 o'clock. So about a half hour into the trip.
Ooh, this is the best part.
The air conditioner goes out.
That was 97 or something. It was really hot.
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah.
And then we hit this massive storm in Illinois, which knocked the temperature down a lot. But holy cow, it was a huge storm.
So you still don't know why the air doesn't work.
No, the car is actually at a reputable
dealership. What's this guy, this AAA guy, John? Do you know his last name?
Richards.
John Richards. John this Richards. Guy.
What a stand-up guy.
This guy. Unbelievable. Above and beyond. We need to get him on the phone. Our signal goes to Indiana.
Yeah, I know.
We need to make sure everybody, all you people listening, because we get into, what, Evansville or something?
Yeah.
All you people, this John Richards, AAA, and his bosses at AAA need to know.
Yeah.
And this is when you got to make sure the guy's boss knows what he did.
Yeah.
And with our luck, they'll fire him. Well, you have no business fixing cars.
Yeah, you don't do that. Yeah,
maybe we shouldn't do that. But this guy, this is, what a great guy.
Oh, yeah. He really stepped up. And then he said, he says, hey, if you guys are going to stay Saturday night, in Owensboro here, we got a big truck and tractor pull coming up, and there's a big carnival and festival. I'm taking my wife and my kid, and
he's finding you entertainment, everything. Oh, yeah.
Let me as we close this out, and folks, we have to do this for our friend Dan, because this expression, can't see the forest for the trees. Yeah. Sometimes Dan misses key signals. Let's go back and try to decide, why do you think John went out of his way to get Tammy's car going? She got in the truck with John and rode with him and another guy who was probably his buddy. And I'm not saying this.
No, there wasn't another guy. It was just John.
Well, there was another truck driver.
Oh, yeah. That was Jeff that showed up. Probably, and Brandon.
John probably called Jeff and go, man, this chick is something. We got to take her for a ride. And all of a sudden, John can't do enough for not you, but for Tammy. Mm-hmm. You're Tammy. I'm just thinking Tammy made some kind of a really big impression on the truck driver.
Yeah.
That's I'm just throwing that out there.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
That's right.
Well, that was the longest Burke segment story we've ever had.
So I thought for sure if we didn't get this straightened out Saturday, I was going to be calling you going, oh, guess what?
It'd be calls from another radio station somewhere. Yeah. If they Well, and who wouldn't allow you to use their facilities? All you got to say is, I'm Dan Strauss, the Big 550, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
A real radio market, and they'd fall all over themselves.
Say no more.
Yeah. Say no more. What do you need? Well, you're back, and the 2 days at the park were great.
It was tremendous.
And so this thing's worth going to, this holiday world?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think it's a lot of fun.
All right. Folks, if you go, make sure your alternator is working.
No kidding.
That's all we're saying here. All right, Peon, if you have anything, you'll just have to, you have to hang on to it for a little bit.
All right.
Ballast Dental Care is, well, it's where, let's see, it's where I've gone to the dentist for 41 years, 1973. So I crossed the 41-year mark about 3 months ago, two, 3 months ago, into my 42nd year. I think they've been around 45, 46 years. Started out, at least when I went to them, in a little house on Ballast Road, zoned commercial, so it was the, like Little House on the Prairie, Little House that became a dental clinic. And then they moved to a medical building right down the road, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And I have a special offer for you from the people that have been taking care of my teeth for 41 years. For new patients, they want to help you get the smile you've wanted with whiter teeth. And if you will... And I'll put it this way, if you'll call till they tell me, okay, stop, we can't do any more of these, they want to schedule, if you schedule a new patient cleaning or consultation, you mention that you heard here about the free whitening, okay? I think they're going to do this for about 20 people or so, and they'll let me know when it's cut off. Free whitening. Now, I don't know what that costs, but I know it's not free normally, and it's not really inexpensive. And again, to get it, all you have to do is call and schedule a cleaning or consultation and say, oh, and by the way, I want the free whitening. And then they'll let me know when they have reached their 20 people or whatever it is where they have to have it cut off. There's also a back-to-school offer. If you make your dental cleaning appointments before school starts back in a month, they'll do all they can to get all your kids in on the same day. Let's face it, a lot of people have more than one child, okay? And it's nice if you can kind of get the two birds with one stone, or three birds if you have three kids. And summer's the best time to get them in. And no after-school practices at school. Maybe your kids are back in town from college. They're still your kids, even though they're in college. So you mentioned you heard about the free whitening. You call, make your dental cleaning appointments before school starts back in a month, and they'll do all they can to get the kids in on the same day. Wouldn't that be nice? Take them, get everything taken care of, done, out of the way. They have early morning and late afternoon appointments. They even have Saturday hours. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Road. You can call them for more information, and that number and everything else you want to know about them is at their website, and that is ballastdentalcare.com.
Meep, meep.
Well, let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we've got emergency vehicles blocking the right lane on southbound 94 after Highway 364, the Page extension. We have slow traffic on southbound 270 now from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Got a rollover accident. It's on Highway 157 at Fruit Road. And we have some slow traffic on northbound 55 around the Collinsville area where they were doing some construction work. And this traffic report is brought to you by Effortless Meals from Coca-Cola in the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce Market Side rotisserie chicken, and a 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson. That starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
We are
in school.
Ready now, here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on, deep into left field. Back goes Fresh. This ball is home run. A home run.
Don't miss the Cards against the Brewers at Busch Stadium on August 1st through the 3rd. There are great giveaways all weekend long featuring a 1964 World Series Budweiser beer stein, kids backpack courtesy of Delta Airlines, and mini Clydesdale by Build-A-Bear Workshop. Great seats still remain. Get yours now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
1964, a year that no Cardinals fan will forget. The Cardinals won the World Series in 7 games against the New York Yankees, and we've been celebrating the 50th anniversary of that team all summer long. The celebration continues on Friday, August 1st, when the Cards host the Brewers. It's the 1964 World Series Beer Stein presented by Budweiser. 25,000 fans ages 21 and older will take home the collectible beer stein. That's Friday, August 1st, when the Cards host the Brewers. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
This is Cargal from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Cue the music, because today we're talking about Honda's expanded $500 military assistance for both active and retired. In fact, let's turn the tables and make a call to Jack, a retired Master Sergeant in Muscoota.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jack?
Yes, is this Cargal?
You recognize my voice?
No, I have caller ID.
Well, Jack, I'm calling to let you know that Meyer Honda now offers $500 down payment assistance to all military personnel, both active and retired.
Hey, that's great news for us retired military.
Thanks for your service, Jack.
Well, thanks for the $500, Cargal.
And thank you to all our country's military service personnel. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Get Honda's $500 down payment assistance for all active and retired military. Now at Meyer Honda. Plus special pricing and finance rates as low as 0.9% on remaining new 2013 and select 2014 Hondas. The Metro East's only Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip from Micah countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But, sweetie, I called Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Kellyer and Thompson Kitchens and Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Kellyer and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Kellyer and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But call Kellyer and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at kellyerandthompson.com.
Happy retirement!
Here's your gold watch.
You may need more than a gold watch when you're thinking about retirement. Hey, KTRS listeners, is retirement on your mind? Are you thinking about retiring?
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez from Saturday's Retire Worry Free Show at 2 o'clock. We want to personally invite you to our Countdown to Retirement Seminar in Fairview Heights on Saturday, August 2nd. To reserve your free seat, give us a call, 636-530-9977, or go to our website, steveandgreg.com.
At this free seminar, we're going to teach you everything that we've learned over the last 22 years. We're going to share with you the things that work and help you avoid the things that don't work.
To reserve your free seat, give us a call at 636-530-9977, or again, go to our website, stephengreg.com. That's 636-530-9977 or stephengreg.com. Don't forget, our August 2nd seminar is in Fairview Heights.
Unless you want to spend your retirement living in a van under the bridge by the river, give us a call, 636-530-9977, or go to stephengreg.com and sign up for the seminar.
How's your teeth? I got an offer for you. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care is welcoming a new dentist into the practice, Dr. Nudak. And Dr. Nudak, for a limited time only, has some extra capacity because she's new and she's starting her business with Bowen Dental Care. So for a limited time, 20% off all new patients that call and see Dr. Nudak. That's an unbelievable deal. Maybe you haven't been to the dentist in a while and you're thinking, you know what, I really need to go. Dr. Nudak will sit you down and take care of you. She's an expert when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, porcelain crowns, veneers, pediatrics, preventative care, you name it, she can handle it. So for the family dentistry, where are you thinking? Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. If you're a longtime customer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, come on over. 20% discount on all new patients. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care, right there on Dunn Road in Florissant, or BowenDentalCare.com.
Here's a message from Weldon Springs Automotive and Tire.
The number one threat to our children today is automobile accidents. Slow down near parks and schools. Remember, when a car hits a car, that's an accident. When a car hits a child, that's a tragedy.
A reminder from Weldon Springs Automotive and Tire at 818 O'Fallon Road in Weldon Springs. Call Weldon Springs Automotive and Tire at 636-498-6600. That's 636-498-6600.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
This has got Cher written all over it. Yep. Well, you know what? I'm looking forward to Friday, this Friday, the James Brown movie. Well, what's it even called? I don't know the name of the movie. They say it's fantastic.
Colin says, get on up.
Get on up. That's it. I'm looking forward to that. And they say he becomes James Brown the way Jamie Foxx became Ray Charles. I mean, I'm telling you, that Ray, I forgot I wasn't watching Ray Charles. And that's what they say happens with this James Brown thing. I talked to James Brown one time. I mean, obviously he's dead now, a long time ago. It was a weird conversation, man. He had
some fascinating interviews, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was out there.
Yes.
And it was a long time ago, and I worked at a short time I was in South Carolina, and I remember after it was over, I just thought, what the heck just happened here? It's like I didn't even know that I understood what we just said to each other. He was out there, man. He was, I don't know what he was on or smoking, but man, could that guy dance. Holy cow.
Oh,
could
yeah.
He, and Bruno Mars is about as close now, obviously Michael Jackson, but he's gone, to any footwork we had from James Brown. You got to go to Bruno Mars to see it. Speaking of footwork, let's say you've tried to moonwalk. You've tried to move your feet like James Brown, but it hurts. What if you went to Good Feet, had some inserts put in, and then all of a sudden you could moonwalk? I'm not saying you'll be able to moonwalk. I'm just saying a lot of things you want to do and can't do because your feet hurt or your knees hurt or your legs or your, you know, hips, back, shoulder, all of that stuff, all that pain could be coming from your feet. If you think that sounds ridiculous, ask any of the thousands of people who went in there. Maybe it's a last resort thing. Well, I've tried everything else. I'll try this Good Feet thing. And then, whoo, what do you know? While they're in the store, they felt the difference. And that's what I'm hoping will happen for you. Regardless of where the pain is, see if that may be the issue. Just a little altering of weight distribution on your feet. Three locations in the St. Louis area: on Olive west of 270 across from Friday's, South County on Union across from Macy's, and Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Dearburgs, or goodfeetstlouis.com. It is 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Is it a good